You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we start off across the pond, Kev. We head across the Atlantic where the Minnesota Vikings will take on the Cleveland Browns. Dylan Gabriel making his first start as an NFL quarterback against the Vikings defense that ranks number 3 in passing yards allowed. Browns are going to have to use that rushing attack if they want to have a shot. Kickoff, 9:30 a.m. Head referee is Scott Novak. The line, Vikings are favored by 3.5 points. The over-under is 36. Kevin, what time do you think most of America shuts this game off?
Well, I actually think it's a really intriguing matchup. Like last week's, you know, doubling game, Vikings and Steelers, which turned out to be a pretty good game. First of all, I can't believe we're here at week 5 already.
I know.
We're in October, week 5. This is actually a great month of football because we start to learn more about these teams, both on Saturdays and Sundays. And these games start to take on, you know, a little bit more meaning. I mean, when you only have 17, they are all meaningful. But, you know, the Browns defense is right now at a historic rate as a run defense in particular. They are dominating teams up front. They're allowing 2.7 yards per carry. That's it. And the offensive line for the Vikings is in tatters. I mean, they lost multiple players last week, including Brian O'Neill, their right tackle, their veteran right tackle. This could be an absolute bloodbath up front for the Vikings, who, by the way, have have Carson Wentz at quarterback. He actually did some good things last week, but also did those things that he often does, which is he doesn't see it all the time, and he just takes a massive number of hits and sacks, which is what we saw here, you know, at times. I actually really give the Browns a shot. Dylan Gabriel's going to start. They benched Joe Flacco. You know, Flacco was not good, but their offensive line has been terrible. And what Kevin Stefanski did here is he's like, against a Brian Flores defense, I need mobility at the quarterback position. Flacco, by the way, is still the backup with Shadur as the third stringer. We didn't talk about the Shadur miming thing from the other day. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Of course I know what you're talking about. I wanted to send it to you so we could play it, but I don't think it would translate very well.
There's nothing to play. Shadur Sanders was interviewed after the decision was made to go to Dylan Gabriel, but to keep him as a third-string quarterback, and he mimed his answer. He mouthed it without, you know, actually any audio. Now, this was in response, you know, a lot of people believe, to Rex Ryan really going after him on Greenberg's Get Up in the Morning show on ESPN. And that, you know, but here's the thing. Why is a third string quarterback being interviewed? You have to, as a PR outfit in Cleveland, you have to not allow Shadur Sanders to do media. He's the third string quarterback. Josh Johnson's not doing media. I understand Shadur Sanders is different, But you're in the NFL now. You know, this is the big boy league, and it doesn't matter where you came from or who your father is. Third string quarterbacks don't get media availability. Teams don't let their third string quarterbacks talk, period. And he didn't talk, technically. This is an interesting matchup, though. I'm telling you, this Browns defense, if you haven't watched it yet, if you haven't watched what Myles Garrett is doing or what rookie Mason Graham is doing against an absolutely depleted offensive line, injury ravaged for the Vikings, this is going to be interesting. Like, Jordan Mason, by the way, is a good back. You cannot run the football against Cleveland. Can't. Impossible. I actually think the Browns win this game on Sunday. I think they figure out a way to win it. I don't know what to expect from Dylan Gabriel. I loved Dylan Gabriel as a college quarterback with one exception. He's like 5'8", 5'9". He is short, really short. But God, does he see it and throw with anticipation. Or he did it at the college level, for sure. All right, what's next?
All right, so this next game, we head to Baltimore for the battle between 2-1-3 teams who made the playoffs last year. Houston comes into this one off a 26-zippy win over the Titans. The Ravens enter this game off 37-20 loss to the Chiefs, and boy, are these Ravens banged up. Doesn't sound like we're going to have Lamar out there. They're also missing Ronnie Stanley, and all of their starting corners are on the injury report. Yeah. Kickoff is at 1 p.m., head referee Lane Clark. The line currently Texans -2, over-under is 40.5. Can the Ravens tread water here, or is there a big opportunity for C.J. Stroud to give the Texans some extra momentum going forward, Kev?
Big opportunity for the Texans this week. You didn't even mention Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey. You said they're second or their corners. But, I mean, this Ravens team is – boy, I feel like we say this every year, so I don't think it's a new thing, but it certainly seems like more teams – aren't just losing one player. They're losing a lot of players. The 49ers last night, they won. Washington's, down a lot of players. Baltimore has been really stung by the injury bug. No Lamar means can Derrick Henry, against a pretty stout defense for Houston, can he carry them? I don't know, man. I like the Texans. I don't think the Texans are a bad football team. Their offensive line isn't very good, but, their first three games that they lost were all winnable games. All of them were winnable. They lost all of them down the stretch with chances to win. It was against the Rams in the opener, the Monday night game against the Bucks when Baker Mayfield drove him down the field and won basically in the final 30 seconds. And then, hold on, who did they play in week three? They had a chance to win that game too. The Jags, they had a chance to win that game too. I don't think Houston in their season is anywhere near over. And this is a huge opportunity for him. It would not surprise me at all if they go into Baltimore and win because of all of the injuries.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same way. All right, so this is the first big little one that I think we're all going to forget about. The 1 p.m. matchup between the Dolphins and the Panthers. Two, and the Dolphins look like they were able to sustain something against the Jets defense. And it smelly Monday Night Football doubleheader. Carolina comes into this one off a bad loss to the Patriots, where they haven't really looked competitive the past couple weeks. Last time it was really that when they made that surge against Arizona. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee Clay Martin. Live line, Dolphins -1, over under 44.5. Can this be a get-right game for Carolina, or do you think the Dolphins handle business, get back to the beach?
A get-right game is as if they're going to write their season.
Yeah, right.
I like Carolina in this game. I definitely like Carolina in this game. Tariq Hill is obviously done for the season, so now it's Tua and Jalen Waddle, right? And their tight ends and their backs. What's interesting about Carolina, okay, is they got absolutely run last week by the Patriots. But a little bit closer of a look, because I did take a look at this game, and I wanted to take a look at it because of our NFL buy and sell yesterday, because I wanted to sell the Patriots. I wanted to look for a reason to sell the Patriots. This was a game that basically came down to the Patriots just dominating, you know, in the red zone. They were 4 for 4. They got into it, and Drake May made play after play, and they did a good job in this game. I don't think Carolina is as bad as everybody thinks they are. Mm. Now, is Chuba Hubbard playing?
I believe his status is very much in doubt, but I'm not. Listen, we've had miracles happen.
They're the team that blew out Atlanta the week before. They're the team that nearly pulled off a comeback against Arizona on the road. I don't know what to think of Carolina. I like them because I don't think anybody will like them Sunday. And the Dolphins are coming off a Monday night game. This is a terrible game to talk about. Go move on to the next one.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard officially out, according to Rappaport. Yeah, according to Rapp.
Well, that's a big loss. Hubbard's a good back.
He is. All right. We head to Lucas Oil Stadium, where Danny Dimes and his 3-1 Colts host Geno Smith and the Raiders. The Colts rank 3 in total offense, and the Raiders 22 in points allowed. Colts looked really solid against the Rams last week, who could end up becoming a playoff team. Kickoff 1 p.m., head referee is Alex Kemp. Colts are favored by 6.5 or 7, depending on where you get it. Over under 47.5. Colts win, Raiders cover, or is the Colts offense too much for Pete Carroll, Kev?
Raiders definitely have a chance to cover. Man, the Colts kind of gave one away. When you think about it, the Rams were kind of lucky to win the game last week, and then they lost last night. As good as the Rams are, they're very close to being a 2-3 football team instead of 3-2. The Colts, if you don't know, they really, really hurt themselves in this game, including with one of those, you know, touchdowns that ended up not being a touchdown because Adonai Mitchell basically fumbled the ball going across the goal line and it went out of the end zone. It wasn't a drop situation. It was about, you know, he was going to raise the ball up in the air and he lost control before he crossed the goal line in that game. And the Rams won it on an 88-yard touchdown pass. The Colts, I think, are good. You know, we've said this about the Colts the last couple of years, that they are actually a good roster. They've had a good roster. And yeah, I mean, I like them to bounce back and win at home. I don't know about the number. I don't like this game either way. The Raiders got Ashton Jeanty going last week. Let's see if they can make it 2 weeks in a row. That's going to be the thing with them, man. Geno's thrown 6 picks in three in two of the last 3 games, 6 total. You do that against Indy and it's going to be, you know, 38-10.
Yeah, especially with
I like the Colts to win, though. I don't really like the game from a betting standpoint.
Yeah, I feel that. There's a lot kind of at play there. I mean, because you don't really know what the Colts are going to be look like secondary-wise, especially with Xavier Howard retiring.
Jeanty, by the way, in watching the performance he had last week against the Bears, man, his lower body strength
unbelievable
is incredible. It is so hard to wrap him up and get him to the ground when he's got a little bit of forward motion. He had a big run, went for, you know, 138 last week. I said this, I think, to you yesterday. Tyler Warren is, as a rookie tight end, the Penn State kid, who, by the way, can throw the football too, if you watch Penn State last year. He is having a phenomenal start to the season. Right now, I think, would potentially win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He leads all tight ends in receiving yards.
Yeah, they were lining him up in the backfield on goal line situations. He was getting direct snaps and just trying to power it in. I like Warren a lot. I think there's a reason he's on my fantasy team.
I think his yardage, I think I read this and I'm looking for it here. I think his yardage in the first 4 games is the most for a tight end in a rookie season, including Bowers last year in NFL history. Here it is. Yeah, he's got 19 catches for 263 yards in 4 games. The most yards for a tight end in his rookie year over the first 4 games of his career. He's been outstanding.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What do you got next?
Next one. New York Giants take on the New Orleans Saints. They head down to the Superdome with one win under their belt, but Giants can say certainly a little bit more than the Saints. Giants, the first 0-3 team to defeat a 3-0 team since 2008, but the eye test tells me that the Saints were pretty frisky last week against the Bills. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee is Alan Eck. The line currently Saints minus 1.5. Over-under is 41.5.
Is it down to 1.5?
That's
it at 2.5.
I got it. I saw 1.5 last night. I don't know. It could have changed in the past 24 hours. But it appears.
I mean, I'll just tell you, I like the Saints this week.
I was going to say
in the smell test. You said something at the beginning. The Giants were the first 0-3 team to beat a 3-0 team
since 2008. Yeah.
Oh, since 2008. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it seems like that probably has happened before.
No, that's definitely
Spencer Rattler has played okay. They were down 21-16 with the ball in the fourth quarter at Buffalo last week. They ended up kicking a field goal, and it was 21-19, but they were in the game. The Saints, with the exception of that Seattle game, have been in every game that they've played. And, you know, I think it was Saleh, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers after week two, who unsolicited said, that kid, meaning Spencer Rattler, he's going to be a good quarterback. And last week against Buffalo, 18 of 27, not a lot of yards, but he didn't make any big mistakes in the game. I like the Saints. They're 0-4. They've been close, and they weren't close against Seattle. I think they get it done at home. The Giants got it done with their defense last week. I think the Saints could get it done with their defense this week against Jackson Dart. I like the Saints.
Yeah, I do as well. All right, to the Meadowlands, where the Cowboys pay a visit to the other New York team, the Jets. The Cowboys enter off their Sunday night tie with the Green Bay Packers. Jets off a loss to the division rival Dolphins. Jets have one of the best rushing attacks in the league right now. They rank number 3 in yards per carry. And as we all know, the Cowboys secondary ranks dead last in yards per attempt and passing yards per game. Can the Cowboys defense hold strong, or will the Jets be able to pound the rock for a full 60, Kev?
I think the Jets can pound the rock for a full 60 and win this game outright.
I agree.
The Cowboys coming off that 40-40 tie, they're obviously very good. This Dallas team is going to be a team where every week you're like, we can run the football, we can throw the football, we can possess the football. If we are a lesser team, we got to win the game on offense by keeping their offense off the field. And I think the Jets are capable of doing it. They had a loss on Monday night, short week at home, but Dallas had, you know, a long Sunday night game that went to the final play of overtime. I actually like the Jets to pull off an upset here with Justin Fields and their run game playing well as a short dog.
All right, we head to the best, the link, where the best offensive line in football and Bo Nix take on Jalen Carter and the Eagles' massive defensive front. But speaking of defensive fronts, the Broncos have been incredible. They currently lead the NFL with 15 sacks this season and rank number 2 in points allowed per game. But it's all going to come down to the red zone in this one. The Broncos rank number 1 in red zone defense, only allowing a touchdown 25% of the time, while the Eagles have yet to be stopped when they reach the red zone, scoring a touchdown 100% of the time. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee Adrian Hill. Live line, Broncos plus 4. Over-under is 43.5. Who stands tall in this one, Kev?
This is going to be a fascinating game, and I'm thrilled that we get to sit down and watch it live. I know everybody will be red zoning it or whatever. This is one of those where I think you want to watch it and not lose the kind of feel and flavor of it, because this is a hell of a matchup. Denver is good on defense, man, like legit good. I've already talked about Nick Benito this week. Jonathan Cooper is really good. You got Franklin Myers in that front. Of course, you know, on the back end, you got Surtain. This is a good football team, a better football team than I thought it would be before the season started. I mean, they've got speed, they've got size on offense. Sutton's a legit star. Marvin Mims is one of the fastest players. I mean, there's a little bit at times with Mims, Tyreek Hill, in him. They've got the rookie, R.J. Harvey, running well and catching the ball out of the backfield. The kid from UCF, we talked about all the running backs before the draft. Harvey went to Denver. And J.K. Dobbins, talked about him yesterday, 323 yards, 5.7 yards in his first four games. And he was just hanging out there the whole offseason. The key to this game is Bo Nix. You know, don't make mistakes. Make the plays you have to make. Don't beat your team. And if he can do that against Philadelphia, even though they're short week coming east, I think the Broncos have a chance to win this game. I really do. This should be a hell of a football game. Philly figures it out, right? They figure out how to win. I don't think that this matchup for them against the Broncos defense is going to be the best. I see Philly potentially losing for the first time this year.
I could see that. My gut tells me it's going to end in a Philadelphia Eagles field goal to win the game. They'll win by three.
Well, that would be a Denver cover.
Exactly. All right, yeah. Titans head west to take on the Cardinals. Cam Ward said it himself this week after their loss to the Texans. If we keep it a buck, we ass. And the Cardinals are trying to climb above 500. Brian Callahan's seat gets hotter and hotter with each passing day. Kickoff at 4:05. The white hat for this one, Sean Smith. The Cardinals favored by 7.5 points. Over-under is 41.5. Kevin, can Brian Callahan cool his seat off in this hot Arizona sun?
Nah.
Or do the Kyler Murray and the Cardinals roll?
I don't have a feel for this one. I almost considered Tennessee as a play this week, but God, they are awful right now. And it's not, you know, it's not like a short number sort of, you know, grabbing my attention, but they're struggling right now, and there's internal stuff going on. This is a big spot for the Cardinals because, you know, the Cardinals started off 2-0, but it was the Saints and the Panthers, and then they, you know, lost on a walk-off field goal against the 49ers and the same against the Seahawks at home. You know, they think they can be a factor in the NFC West. They think they can be a factor in the NFC wild card race. If they're going to be, they got to win games like this and win them handily. And I think that the Cardinals are good enough to win this football game against the Titans at home. They've got a couple of interesting games coming up, including next week in Indy. So, you know, a loss here would be devastating for their hopes of being a contender in the NFC and in their division this year. Cardinals get this one done.
I like it. All right, this next game I would normally be pretty locked in on if it weren't for our team playing in the exact same window, but it's going to be a really fun one. We've got the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa enters this one off a loss to Philadelphia, but they seem to figure some things out in the second half. The Seahawks join off the mini-bye where kicker Jason Myers hit the game winner as time expired. Kickoff at 4:05. Head referee Craig Rolstad, live line right now is Bucks +3.5 or +3, wherever you can find it. Over under 44.5. Do the Bucks maintain their momentum, or can Seattle capitalize on some of this extra rest?
You said it. This could be a really good game and kind of an important, you know, early season game in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I just mentioned Seattle, Arizona wanting to be a part of the NFC West mix. So does Seattle. You know, in Seattle at this point, at 3-1, they've already, you know, got a win, you know, over the Cardinals on that Thursday night game. And they still have the Rams twice and the 49ers once or twice. No, they lost to the 49ers in the opener. Seattle did. Boy, this would be a big game for Mike Evans to be a part of. It's too bad that he won't be. But Baker Mayfield is as good as anybody in the league with the game on the line. He's as good as anybody in the league off schedule and creating plays. They are well coached. I think the other team is too. Man, I'm not a Sam. I like Sam Darnold, but I think with the defensive pressure that Todd Bowles can scheme up, I kind of like the Bucs to go in and win in Seattle. Tough place to win. Big game. You're right. This would be, you know, these were two expansion teams. The first kind of big expansion in the NFL back in the mid-70s. Seattle came in and Tampa came in simultaneously. By the way, did you know that when these two teams joined the NFL in 1976, Tampa was in the AFC and Seattle was in the NFC? And then both were in the NFC for a long period of time. Then they switched. Seattle was in the AFC, and then when they went to the current division alignment back in 99, Seattle joined and flipped and went over to the NFC when Houston joined the league. Just a little NFL trivia for you. I like the Bucs Sunday.
All right, I'm going to keep that NFL trivia. I'm going to put it in my back pocket for later.
I don't think you will.
I'm going to. So the next one, what was supposed to be Joe Burrow versus Jared Goff has devolved into Jake Browning versus a very hungry Lions team that seems eager to prove that losing both coordinators is not such a big deal. No matter how hard the Bengals try to mask the absence of Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, his record tells the truth. He is 4-30-1 without Joe Burrow at the helm. Starting kickoff at 4:25, head referees Carl Cheffers. The line currently is Lions minus 10, over-unders 49.5. Kevin, I think the Lions blow this minus 10 out of the water. What say you?
I say no. I know that this will be a second consecutive game that I'm on the Bengals, but here is something just to consider. The week after playing the Cleveland Browns, teams have really not played well. Look at the Packers, you know, in Dallas. They played well offensively, but they couldn't stop anybody. The Lions are coming off a win over the Browns, but God, did they get beat up in that game by Cleveland's defense. Baltimore beat Cleveland, but then the next week lost. I think this Cleveland Brown team takes a lot out of you, even when you win the game. So this is one of those letdown spots. You know, the Lions, with the Ravens win and then the short week win over the Browns, wouldn't surprise me on the road if there's a letdown and a closer game than anticipated. But I'll tell you what, man, that Jake Browning was just horrendous on Monday Night Football. I don't know why they're not looking into a Jameis Winston or a Kirk Cousins. They've got too much talent on that team. And in that AFC North, anything could happen. Anything could happen. I mean, Pittsburgh right now 3-1, but with Baltimore and Cleveland, Cincy could have a shot if they could just figure out the quarterback spot. And their backup is like Brett Rippon, I think. Now, maybe they think Burrow's coming back a lot sooner than most people think, but Browning's not good enough. But somehow, I'll take the 10.5, and you know, Detroit wins something like, you know, 28-21, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Monday night we'll do on Monday. I want to talk real quickly about the opportunity that Maryland has tomorrow, and you'll hear something that Mike Locksley said with the Junkies yesterday as well. We'll do that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.